Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. We just thank the God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yeah. We just thank Him for this very moment, this very opportunity that He alone has given us. We thank Him. Yeah. Because He's the God of heaven and He's the God of earth. Hallelujah. And most of all, He's our God. I'm talking to the believers today. Yeah, yeah. We just thank God. Thank Him. For His blessings. His blessings that He showered down to us daily. Daily He showers down blessings to His people. Glory to God. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We give Him praise. We know we always acknowledge prayer in our conversation with God. We always start out with prayer because prayer is very important. So let us pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking You, God. Thanking You for this moment that You've given us, God. Thank You for this very opportunity that You alone has allowed us to have. Oh, God, we are just grateful today, God. We are grateful and thankful for the many blessings that You shower upon us, God. Oh, Master, we thank You for Your Son. Yeah, we thank You for Jesus, oh, God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful. We are grateful, God, because it was had not been for Your grace and Your mercy, oh, God. Where would we be? Oh, Master, we thank You for grace. We thank You for mercy, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank You, God, for the blessings that You shower upon us, God. We are grateful today, God. Oh, Master, if we don't ever get another chance to let You know that we are grateful, we just want to say thank You. Thank You, God. Thank You for Your many blessings. We want to thank You right now, this time, this very hour. This minute, we give You praise. We give You honor. We exalt You, God. And we say hallelujah to You, our risen Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And we just thank God for everyone that's present. We thank God for the listeners that will listen to us at a later time, at a later date, because we know that we have listeners who do that all the time. Yeah, we also know that we have been honoring woman. Woman, yeah, that's what we're talking about, because we know that on Sunday is Mother's Day. Yeah, Mother's Day. I call them the bun warmers. They are the bun warmers of our nation. They're the bun warmers of creation. Yeah. Yeah. They carried us. They carried us. And the bonds. Glory to God. So we just want to go quickly into our lesson. And we want to just read a piece that states, woman, hats off to the woman who has had to bury her husband. Hats off to the woman who has had to raise her kids all alone. Hats off to the woman who is the breadwinner of the family. Hats off to the woman who stands up and encourages the neighborhood kids. Hats off to the woman who always can be found encouraging, giving encouraging words, even when her heart is broken. Hats off to the woman who is in the military fighting so we all can share freedom. Hats off to you, Mom. Hats off to the woman who raises she raises herself to be high, to be an example. Glory to God. Hats off to her. Bless womanhood. Yeah. We want to just bless women who are all over, who are being examples that we can follow. And we know that last week we talked about three different women. Yeah, and we want to just kind of do the same tonight because we want to continue our celebration on women. And we talked about the women who, some of the women were good and some of them were not so good. Yeah, uh-huh. And we want to continue our conversation with the woman. We talked about Moses' sister, Miriam, and we talked about the Shunammite woman, and we talked about, we also talked about, what is her name here, Johesenet. Yeah, we talked about her, who hid him from being murdered, really, by his own grandmother. Yeah. So, and this was in 2 Kings. So we know that there are some good women, and we see that there are some very treacherous women. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Bible teaches both sides. It's not just a one side that we see. The Bible wants us to realize that the Bible is for everyone, uh-huh. And it's even that we can get a clear understanding that there's good and there's evil, there's bad and there's good. Yeah. So here tonight we want to talk about Tzipporah, and Tzipporah represents bird. Mm-hmm. Tzipporah, it says she was the wife of Moses. She was a Mennonite. She was the daughter of Jethro, a sheep priest in the land of Midian. A shepherdess, mother of two sons. Yeah. Her contribution is unsupportive to Moses. A non-existent helpmate. Are you listening to me? Non-existent. Yeah. It doesn't exist. It doesn't happen. I don't have your back. Uh-huh. Helpmate to the man appointed by God to lead his chosen people out of Egypt. Think about that for a minute. Let's just think. The man who God has appointed as the leader to lead his children, bondage, was married to someone who gave him no support. No support. Yeah, he had no support. He had no help. He did not have a helpmeet. Are you listening to me? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, as a mother, Tzipporah accomplished little of spiritual, of spirituality. She accomplished little. She didn't seek to know God. She didn't try to have quality time with God. She didn't stay with her husband. She didn't minister with him. It wasn't a co-parenting thing. Are you listening to me today? It wasn't. No. Significantly, since no action of her on her part, and certainly she had no significant action on her children's, because her children were not taught. They weren't taught. Mm-hmm. They weren't. And we see that very little is mentioned of the two sons of Moses. Mm-hmm. Despite the greatness of their father. Now, we know that the father was great. But here we see in this story that this is truly unequally yoked. Unequally. Mm-hmm. Unequally yoked is when someone you're attracted to, or even your spouse is attracted to someone that enjoys the opposite of what you enjoy. Yeah. Listen to that. Yeah. In this case, the wife has no relationship with God, but the husband has the ability to speak to God face to face. Oh, you're listening to me. Look at this. Look at this. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership have right standing with God with iniquity and lawlessness? What fellowship? What fellowship have light to darkness? What? What fellowship? But here we see that the fellowship that is present in this family is that Moses, hallelujah, glory to God, is going to stand. He's going to stand if he got to stand by himself. Glory to God. Look at this. Look at this. What harmony can there be between Christ and Bela, the devil? What fellowship? What has a believer in common with an unbeliever? If the wife is an unbeliever, usually the children won't know God either. Anybody listening? Because the wife usually takes the time to teach the kids. Yeah. But if the wife has no relationship with God, yeah, if she has no relationship with God, what chance is it that the kids will have an understanding of who the Creator is or how the world was created? What chance will they have? Zipporah bore Moses' sons, but their birth caused an important lapse in Moses' life. It lapsed. He had like a lapse. He had like a delay of the action of circumcising. Yeah, circumcising their sons to please his wife. Moses became deadly ill. Now, we know that circumcision was vitally important, in the children of Israel. In their culture, it was vitally important. But to have a wife who didn't understand that the children needed to be circumcised, yeah, the circumcision that we're talking about here is the circumcision where the foreskin is removed. We're not talking about the circumcision where the heart has to be changed. Or should I say, we are talking about that, but right in this particular verse, we're only talking about the foreskin. Yeah. And later on, we're going to really hit it where we're talking about heart being changed. Because here we see that Zipporah, who knew nothing about God, yeah, had no idea who it was that her husband was having a relationship with or why he had to go and free some people. Had no knowledge. So that means she, Zipporah, was not circumcised. Her heart was not circumcised. Heart was not circumcised. Why? Because she did not give her heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. She didn't give her heart to God. Yeah. Zipporah, she was desperate to soothe Moses' anger of God of Israel circumcised. She circumcised her son. She went on and did the job herself because Moses was so ill. He was ill to death of what was actually going on in his own household. Listen at that. Moses, up to this point in his marriage, in his married life, apparently was living in a backslidden state condition. So, I mean, everything had stopped. Everything that he was supposed to be doing for God had stopped because the home front, his own house, was completely out of order. Are you listening to me? Insofar as his relationship beliefs were concerned, Zipporah, listen to this, Zipporah refused to be submissive. She refused to be that type of wife. She refused to be the wife who helped her husband. So she returned to her homeland in the Midianites with her sons, and she forsook Moses. So she chose to answer God. Moses chose to answer God For the calling of his life. That was Moses' choice. He took a stand. He decided that he was going to stand. Even in his sickness, even in his illness, he was going to stand. He wasn't going to give in. But here we see when she left, Zipporah, she was not mentioned again in all of Moses' triumphs until her father, listen to this, Zipporah, her father, I mentioned to him in the beginning, and I said that he, Zipporah's father, was named Jethro. He was the shepherd, he was the priest in the land of the Mennonites. Yeah, he was the high priest. Listen to that. So what he did when he saw what was going on with his daughter, how he saw that she was destroying the family, that she had decided to separate herself from her husband, Moses, Jethro, her father, took and escorted her and her two sons back in the wilderness to her husband, Moses. Glory to God. Yeah. And there he became the famed, the leader, and the victor over Pharaoh. That's what happened with Moses. And this happens in Exodus chapter 18. The stand of a godly father. Return. The godly father returned his daughter back to her husband, back to her mate. Zipporah was not one who supported her husband. But through this act of her father, she was led to kind of understand what was actually being done and how her husband was chosen by God. Look at that. Look at that. Yeah. Now let's go quickly. We want to go quickly to Judith. Judith. She was the wife of Esau, Judith, the daughter of Barian, the Hittites. Yeah. The daughter of Elton, the Hittite. Yeah. The daughter of Ishmael and the granddaughter of Abraham. Judith, yeah. Bushan, nothing beneficial to Esau's life. For in a standing in Genesis 26 and 35, that they were a grief of mine unto Isaac and to Rebekah. To marry outside of a godly lineage, as Esau did, was disgraceful. It was sorrowful. Sorrowful was the very end of that result. So it was either a blessing or was it a curse? A curse. A blessing or a curse. The grass was looking greener on the other side, but what looked it greener did not go with under the law, what was required, how we stay amongst ourselves and marry. Yeah. And we see that he married her. It's proven in biblical times and still evidence today, the bond of marriage can make or break the lives of men. The personal life of Esau was distinct for hardship and sorrow because he broke the basic law of his ancestors. His ancestors. Concerning marriage. By marrying Judith. Yeah, she was not. She was not. The basic law of marriage was of a race of people to marry in your own ancestors. This is what they were actually supposed to do, to marry in their own, not to go outside. So that way it wouldn't be any problems. We want to go quickly to Eunice. Eunice, the wife of a Gentile and the mother of Timothy, was the daughter of Lois, Greek, the origin. The home of these Jewish women was at Lystra. This mother and grandmother influence is reflected in the profile of their sons, memorial accomplishments. Their spiritual influence and religious training contribute to Timothy's decision to spread the gospel with Paul. The power of a woman. The power of a woman. Did you hear me? The power of the grandmother. The grandmother was the major reason that she, the daughter, could be an example and teach Timothy. Glory to God. Glory to God. So then Timothy got double. Yeah, double. Did you hear me? Paul expressed the profound influence Timothy's mother and grandmother had made on the boy's life. From a child, thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. This is 2 Timothy 3:15. Somebody had to have to teach him. Somebody had to teach him. Mm-hmm. So the scripture says here in Proverbs 22:6, it says, for us to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart. Women, step up and take responsibility to teach, responsibility to Timothy, but mainly to be an example, something in view so they can actually see you. Not only are these women remembered for their faith, but also for their keen sense of responsibility. The evidence in Timothy's character, his character, glory to God, yeah, nothing is more important in the accomplishments of a mother's life than the early training of her child. Glory to God. Yeah, as a mother, I can attest to that. It's highly important that you train them when they're young. Yeah, when they're young. And when they grow older, they will still hold to some of those trainings. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. So we train him, we teach him, and we teach him, and we teach him some more. Glory, glory, glory to God. Not only do we teach and do we train, but we show, and we show them that we're doing it also. Consistency with church, consistency with Sunday schools, consistency with attendance is vital. It's vital. It's vitally important. Daily family devotion, mm-hmm. daily time in devotion is necessary. It's a necessary tool, mm-hmm. in formulating a balance. Are you listening to me? We got to have a balance. We must have a balance. Mm-hmm. We got to have a balance in curriculum. Mm-hmm. We got to be able to bring it all full circle. We don't just bring you half of the circle and we leave you over here. You go to church and then you hear that, and then you come home and we live anyway, any kind of way, regardless of what we just heard. No, we have to be an example. Glory to God. Time is important. Family time is important. 2 Timothy 2:15 says to study, to show thyself approved to God, mm-hmm. a workman that needed not to be ashamed. Because you're going to take your time and you're going to divide the word. You're going to go get the dictionary. Yeah, you're going to go get the commentary. You're going to go get the necessities to bring clarity. Glory to God. You're going to rise up to the occasion to ask a question. You're not going to sit and act like you know it all. And so many of us are doing that today. We don't want nobody to know. I don't know. Ask the question. Ask God to show you who you can go to. Glory to God. It's important to get into a teaching setting, Bible study, Sunday school. It is important to be teached to than to be, because in teaching you can get an understanding, you can bring clarity, and when you preach you're just excited about the word and you just want to share, you want to shout and you want to sing. That's what that's about. But it's okay. As long as you get the teaching, where you get the understanding. The scripture said, above all, get an understanding. So you'll know what to shout about. So you'll know what to cheer about. So you'll know what to clap about. So you'll know what to say hallelujah about. Glory to God. And you're not just doing it because you see somebody else. But you have the reason. You have been trained. You have sought the Lord, and he heard you, and he delivered you so you can get clarity, so you can get understanding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As a leader of a family, we must teach. We must teach. We must teach how to have balance, how to go to a picnic, or how to go to a party, and how to go and spend time with God. Got to have a balance. Got to have a balance. We don't live in a world all by ourselves, but we have to have balance. Yeah, not just to study. You know, some people just study. They go and they get this and they go get that and they study and they read and they do they're great Sunday school attendance. They're great with Bible study. But guess what? After getting all of that, they do none of it. They don't do any of it themselves. Scripture says not just to study, but he says here for us to be a doer. To be a be an actual doer of what you just read. To be an actual doer of what you just heard. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. To just hear it and don't do it, you're deceiving yourself. And you know, the only person who's really happy that you're doing that is the enemy. Satan, he's great that you're doing that. He is so happy that you are not doing what you heard. It makes his job easy. Yeah, it makes him easy. Makes it easy for him. Yeah, yeah. So we see again in Proverbs 22:6 about training up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart. See, if you train someone, then that child or that person is going to train someone. And it has a ripple effect because the teaching of the word is going to be continuously. It's going to go into generation after generation. Why? Because you have done your part and the next person has done their part. So the word of God, glory to God, it continues. It moves. Anybody listen? It moves. It's not in a stagnated spot. The word is to move. It is not to be in a dry place. It is not to be in a setting where the water don't flow. Are you listening to me? The word is what we are supposed to use. That is our weapon of choice. The word of God. The word of God is our weapon of choice. And as women of God, we are supposed to be doing what God has ordained us to do. Whether people don't like it, it's okay. It's okay. Because remember, they didn't like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You remember they said, what can come out of there? What could come out of that place? Nothing. Nothing worth having. But we know that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he developed out of that place. Glory to God. That they call no place. That they call nothing. Our Lord, our Savior, Jesus, came from that place. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, for this word. We thank you, God, for this teaching. We thank you, God, and we ask for the blessings to continue to flow on womanhood. Yeah, we ask that the women will rise up and be accountable, that they rise up and teach the children. Oh, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, and we thank you, God, and we say happy Mom's Day to all moms. We look forward to having you back with us on next Friday evenings with Victorious Living. Amen.